Good evening. This is George Clark in Princeton for Ivy Hoops Online. The first of six Ivy League back-to-backs started well for the Tigers tonight at Jadwin. Princeton defended its home court with a convincing 74-56 victory over the Columbia Lions. The Tiger defense was the key to this game, holding Lions scoring leaders Mike Smith, Kyle Castlin, and Lucas Meisner to just 20 points, about half of their season average. Meisner was shut out, while Mike Smith did not score from the field in the first half as the Tigers raced to a 41-23 lead at the break. Columbia appeared to be suffering the effects of a nearly two-week stretch without any significant competition. It's tough to get back in action at Princeton. In the second period, the Lions never got closer than 15, margins that allowed Mitch Henderson the luxury of resting his key players in anticipation of hosting Brian Earle's Big Red tomorrow night at 7. The Tiger offense ran the way it's supposed to against the Lions. Assists were recorded on 17 of Princeton's 24 field goals. Devin Kennedy, who reached the 1,000-point club last week against Penn in the middle of his junior season, led the Tigers with 17 tonight and adding a team-high 8 rebounds for good measure. Sophomore Will Gladson returned to the starting lineup after fighting a knee injury all year. He was on the floor for a productive 16 minutes, grabbing 4 rebounds and scoring 5 points, including a long three. Believe me, his 6 feet, 10 inches, and 255 pounds adds a lot of muscle and strength to the Tiger lineup. Freshman Sebastian Much and Jerome DeRozier together made 8 threes in just 11 attempts, joining Kennedy in double figures for Princeton. In what shaped up to be a battle for three-point supremacy, the Tiger advantage was decisive. Princeton made 15 from beyond the arc to just 6 for the Lions. Cornell lost a tough one at the Palestra tonight in what was a two-possession game in the last minute. As you all know, anything can happen on an Ivy League Saturday night. So long for now from Jadwin. This is George Clark.